I can literally start immediately. A wee mullet. I can start immediately. A wee mullet. How you like that, dude? A wee mullet.
We on.
I'll tell you this, man. Yeah. I saw the movie Allied recently. Has anybody ever seen this? It's Brad Pitt and the hot French lady?
No.
It was wonderful.
What do they do?
It was so good. I'll just give you the beginning, though. It's the hot French lady from Inception. You remember her at all?
Kind of, yeah.
She, anyway, if you saw her, you'd like it. But they're both spies, and they're in Casablanca in World War II.
What?
And they have to pretend to be husband and wife.
Oh.
So probably, it's a fucking dream scenario.
It sounds like Mr. and Mrs. Smith. Did you ever see that?
Yeah.
But it's like a cooler version of Mr. Smith.
It's kind of cool. I liked it a lot.
That's awesome.
I was surprised.
Dude, you should think about doing I know you're all filmed out, but maybe do like a Chocolat. You should do like an intense romance film.
I was thinking about that.
Were you really?
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
I just need to make love on camera.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd be so sick.
Dude, a bathtub sex scene.
Centrally laying a woman down.
That'd be so tight.
You spend
so much money, dude. You should spend
money. I can use all my money and make
a poly Chocolat. Like, you're just like a cool guy in tech who's poly, and you just have sex with women the entire movie.
True.
And in the end,
I should just spend a ton of money and make a 50 Shades of Grey where I prematurely ejaculate. Just the whole hit her with one whip and go,
oh, fuck.
Don't fucking tell anyone.
That'd be so funny. The whole time you just get richer and richer, and you just keep getting more and more pussy.
Just keep pre-jacking faster.
You start fucking guys.
Yeah,
that would be a cool. That actually would be a cool movie about like suburban swingers who get so deep in the scene that the husband starts doing gay stuff. Because that's kind of. I think that's what happens when you swing. Everyone's like, that'd be the life.
Gay, yeah.
But I'm pretty sure you end up doing gay.
There's
stuff.
One more thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think you're just in the mix of it. You're having sex with like a 52-year-old lady from Florida. You're like, this couldn't get any better. And then like a 6-year-old guy kisses your butthole. Yeah, swinging is like...
Swinging is disgusting.
Yeah, man. It's gay. Fucking LeMaire weird.
LeMaire tries to go to fucking swinger parties.
Yeah, but he's single.
Wait, huh?
He's just bulling. LeMaire's just bulling out. He's single.
Hey, look at the hat.
He's got the bulls
bull,
on.
The knee brace bull.
He's sending the signals out, dude. Yeah, rolling stag to a swingers party is pretty wild.
Yeah, I've never gone.
Getting ripped off.
You've went. Yeah. You've.
I got ripped. Yeah, I got ripped off.
You made the attempt.
You've I went. Yeah, you've.
It was Milwaukee gone wild.
Yeah.
Ago where you got in trouble for trying to.
Oh yeah.
What?
I wasn't trying to do anything, but like yeah, I forgot. There was a party and it was, how much can I say?
It was like a cool Coke party and you try to start like bringing in like the typical swinger move being like, what are we like swingers here?
No.
You're at a cool Coke party?
Yeah. And in the backyard it was like it was this guy and his wife. I think I was talking to the guy. I was like, dude,
you're just,
it was their house too.
You were talking to the guy?
Yeah, because like, dude, you're fucking cool, dude. You're like a bull.
Ew.
Because he was talking to other ladies, like, and his wife was around. I was like, that's fucking cool.
What'd he say?
He said, my wife's not out of my house. No. They didn't kick me out. Brad kicked me out.
Oh, it was in Philly?
Yeah.
Cool Coke party in Philly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to be a hoop.
You called the guy a bull in his own house.
It was at someone's house? Is it the house?
It was out back. It was out back.
Close to the club?
No.
Okay.
He was in a guy's house, and the guy was there with his wife, and you complimented him on being like, you probably cheat on your wife, dude. You're so fucking cool.
You're so cool.
That's awesome. Yo. You're probably a bull. That's
just
fucking 5:30
in the morning. 5:30 in the morning.
I'm sorry. I can cut that out if you want.
All you hear are the birds chirping and LeMaire being like, how much do you fuck other girls? That's so fucking cool, dude. Can I see your dick?
Damn, that's such a nightmare. Being on the other end of that, just high as shit on coke, and someone be like, you probably cheat on your wife, dude. That's awesome. What the fuck? Who is this guy?
Yeah.
What am I doing? That was awesome. Who else was with you?
Oh, GD.
It was you too.
Yeah.
Was Nathan there?
No. King Cobb.
King Cobb.
King Cobb was there.
Damn.
Yeah.
It's a good squad.
Yeah, all the buddies were there.
Nice.
Georgie.
Damn.
I also got kicked out at like 6 in the morning. I was ready to go home.
True.
Yeah.
Gardini, you guys, you're just crushing Gardini.
How vicious. Play. Yeah, yeah.
A little suffocation play.
How. Is he McKean just laying on Cardinal?
Gardini was just ass worshiping.
Ass worshiping. So, wait, how did you get kicked out though? Like, was it aggressive or was it like.
Nah, it was quite. Brad came up to me and he was like, hey, man. I think you gotta go. It's time for us to leave. I was like, all right, cool. That was it. I was like, I'm ordering an Uber right now. And then just waited.
Dang, it was 6 a.m. You're probably ready to roll.
I was ready to roll.
Yeah, that's breakfast sandwich time.
It was
the
perfect way to get kicked out. Perfect time to get kicked out of a party. 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Might as well just let me leave on my own.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, cool Coke party. Those can go.
Yeah, you're right.
I would like to see you swing, dude. I'd like to see you swing. I think out of all of us, you could handle the swing.
Mentally, I think you could handle it the best.
No.
Really?
No, I don't think so. I think it would bother me.
What would get you down?
I'd be like, you love him more than me?
It's not your wife.
Shit, dude.
Still, you would catch feelings, you're saying?
Dude, come on, dude. Yeah.
You'd catch feelings.
Yeah.
At the cool Coke party, swinger party.
The cool Coke swinger party, yeah.
Apparently, Tampa Bay is where it's at. Tampa Bay is apparently cuck capital of the United States.
Yeah, Tampa and Arizona, right?
Arizona.
Phoenix, Scottsdale, I think.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think New Jersey, too.
New Jersey. Really?
I don't know about that.
Yeah.
Which part?
Oh, Sean's from New Jersey.
Oh, yeah, true.
I don't know. You think Italians would like that?
Yeah, dude, of course.
What?
Italians are very territorial in nature. They would not like that.
They probably just like get together and like beat other guys' wives instead. Little wife swap.
Yeah.
What the fuck? This manicot tastes like fucking cement. Yeah, I don't know.
You don't think your parents were swingers in New Jersey?
My parents were definitely not swingers in New Jersey. That's great. Right.
Empty nesters now.
Not really. They got a lot of people coming through that nest.
I wish you would say down pineapple like that on the podcast.
Sean, my parents aren't empty nesters yet, but yours are. And I'm just saying, you should be like, guys, if you want to experiment, now's the time. That would be
you
nice.
You should just give them like maybe a handwritten letter.
Yeah, just be like, guys, it's
send
it
home and go, guys, I love you. No one's home now. Maybe you guys should start experimenting and doing things you've never, you always wanted to.
Yeah, open the relationship up a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, you should suggest they open the relationship.
And then you can do covenant eyes with your dad.
And then you and your dad can share porn.
I'd rather not think about this.
He's going to edit this out. We'll never know.
I mean,
parents would think this is funny.
Can we be respectful about it?
They love this stuff.
Hello.
No.
All right, obviously, we'll... Unfortunately, edit this out.
Yeah, we don't have to edit that.
I like your parents. I don't want them upset.
No. I'm just saying, they have to give them the option. They don't have to do it. Just give them the option.
Yeah. Say, I don't want to make them angry, and I really don't want to make them horny.
Yeah.
I don't want them to get any ideas. But you have talked about it. That's like, you've brought this up where you're like, wouldn't it be cool if like my parents experimented?
No shit.
And I was like, what? You were hammered. I don't think you remember.
Yeah, you were so drunk. You called fell down after, calling, you're like, I'm going to call my sister and see what she thinks. I was like, Sean, don't.
Yeah, we said no.
Y'all nasty as hell.
Just Josh.
All right, what else you guys want to talk about?
Yeah, what else is going on?
Besides our parents being poly?
We have proof of Nate's zest.
What?
That's a mean thing to bring up.
What's the proof?
It's all been fun and games up to here, but that was a little too far.
What's the proof of the zest?
Yeah.
The photo evidence that we got from the pub the other night.
When you took your penis out in Los Angeles and laid on the ground with your penis out?
What happened?
No. From the rickshaws. I don't know if that's
the rickshaw evidence. Oh, Jesus.
What was the rickshaw evidence?
He's just sitting on guys' laps on a rickshaw, screaming with his arms.
No!
With his arms in the air going,
Matt, I'm not sitting on guys' laps, but it's
100% on guys' laps.
Matt, it looks like I'm sitting on guys' laps.
Dude,
Nate, you admitted that you had no recollection of the evening, and then we have photo video evidence from a trusted source.
I'm not sitting on a guy's lap. We were all having fun. You were games.
Without a doubt, on the lap.
Not on the lap.
That was the biggest regret of the night. You woke up in the morning, you went, God, I could have sat on that guy's lap.
He sat on two guys' laps. He split the cheeks. On
who were these
guys? Each guy got a cheek.
Oh, no.
It was Redmond.
It was Redmond.
Redmond and our buddy Chris. And Nate, it was perfect timing.
We can get the footage.
We can get
let the viewers decide. The thing that hurt. The thing that hurt was the arms on
the
bar.
The footage looks. But that's because I'm sitting
screaming.
Forward. I'm sitting forward.
Screaming.
I'm sitting edge. Sitting forward. Woo. Everybody banished me. These guys hopped in one with Tommy. You and Tony had your own private one. And
hey.
That was a good reverse.
It's a good counter.
Oh, man. You sent me with Red Band and another unit, and I just had to squeeze in between them. But the footage looks bad.
They love taking those fucking rickshaws. I despise it. It's fun while you're on it, but then, dude, people see you.
Yeah.
You're getting carted through town. It's fucking embarrassing.
It was devastating. Redbend.
Damn, you got me with the Italian and the private rickshaw. That was nice. I'll give you that. You little fucking gay ass.
I don't want to do it, but you guys had to do it.
You had to do it. All right, yeah, enough joking around about
bit's
that.
Bit's over.
Bit's done.
That's so
that's fucking fucked up, dude. That's crazy. You throw me under the bus like that. That's crazy. Give me those shirts back. You don't get that.
Oh, fuck.
You fucking snake, dude. just when you think, dude.
I know.
Fucking hits me with the reverse zest. I'm getting the video right now.
Yeah, true. I gotta see the video.
I don't know if I have his number. Have his number?
No. Red Band?
I want to do a. They should do them where you can stand up like a charioteer. I like that. That'd be nice where you could stand. Yeah. That would be the straightest rickshaw you can do. Stand up like a charioteer. You have like reins. You can kind of
rein him back a little.
Smack the guy in the ass while he's going.
We're gonna get some footage in there.
Yeah, now we got to review the tape. Who filmed it, by the way?
Red Band.
Oh, hit you with the meta glasses.
There's. You should claim AI.
Oh, dude, that's got to be deepfake.
He was literally filming because there was like four rickshaws.
Yeah, yeah.
He was filming me, and I was like, dude, stop filming. Yeah, like, don't film this.
Yeah, you got to
redact. And then he turned the camera around. Nate was just. It looked POV. It was.
It's not pertinent information. That's not pertinent information.
It looks POV.
You got to redact your tape.
The worst part is I know Red Band didn't remember how bad it looked. Like, he pulled the footage up. Like, I thought he was lying. No, he was lying.
He wasn't lying. You're clearly on their lap.
I'm not trying to.
And he tried to deny it. And he was like, I wasn't sitting on their fucking lap. And Red Band just happens to walk over and be like, I have footage of it.
He did say that, but then he pulls up the footage and he's trying to scroll through. But when he hits the angle that looks bad, like I see him go like, "Holy shit, I got him! This looks."
You'll see.
Like
there's no other angle. There's no other possible place for your ass to have been.
I'm telling you.
Redman was like, "Oh, I feel bad. Maybe I shouldn't have showed all the guys that video."
He literally never.
He came up to me. He's like, "I tell Nate, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to throw him under the bus like that."
He came over to me and was like, "Cause he knows I wasn't sitting on his lap, but it's devastating footage."
Why do you keep saying that? The video.
Are you elevated at all?
Well, no, we're on an even playing field. I'm sitting forward though, so I don't know. If I'm being, it's a bad defense.
Here's what I'll say:
if I'm sitting forward, I should be a little higher.
There's two guys sitting. Their shoulders are touching. Yeah, there's nowhere else for him to sit.
Your shoulders are
behind you, so he had to have room to.
He had to hit this.
Damn, he's selfie sticking while.
I was giving him a lap dance on a petty cab.
And that was a bumpy fucking ride. Damn. No wonder you were all tuckered out when we got to the bar.
I wasn't tuckered up.
You were tuckered out. You fucking fell asleep.
I was fucked. Did I fall asleep at the bar?
Yeah.
I
do remember.
You were asleep at the bar.
Wait, me sleeping at the bar? You guys drugged me. You guys did me. You gave me the toosie.
They put you to bed?
He was a minute before he was asleep. He was standing on a stool screaming. And I look over and he was like, all right, Unk's got to go.
he almost danced out the bar. He was on his dance and he hit the door into the alley.
That was a good night.
That was a good night.
That's so night. Fucking funny. Oh my god.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, for real though, they put you to sleep. They fucking tuckered you out. That's fine.
That's devastating.
It looks so bad.
We'll wait for the footage.
I'm working on the footage right now.
Thank you. In the meantime,
you'll see the footage.
Yeah, that's.
In the meantime, go watch the movie Allied.
True.
I'm not going to give you any spoilers. It's a great film. You're going to love it. Don't read the description. Just watch the movie.
Yeah, I won't. I'll just.
That's what I did, and I was.
That's the best.
I did one of yours.
You got pleasantly surprised. Is there twists and turns?
Plenty.
Yes.
Plenty. I need twists and turns.
Need some good twists and turns.
Also, the hottest possible scenario. Just like you're paired with a lady, you have to pretend to be husband and wife. You live together. The neighbors are watching. We have to kiss right now. Maybe we should have sex.
What? He hit him. BP hit her with the
baby. No, he was the one saying, play it cool, babe.
She was like, we got to do this?
Yeah.
Dude,
you got the footage?
Can I review the footage?
We have the video.
It's loading right now. Loading? What the fuck? How many?
Footage. It's damning footage.
Oh, it's going to be like.
It's bad. This is. I can't believe you're denying it.
6K. It's going to be 6K footage.
6K red bin tape. The red bin tapes.
The red band tapes.
It's, look, the footage is undeniably bad. I can't.
That's fair. I have no argument. Dang.
But I know I was up to no zesty activities.
You might have the 2.0 right now.
What is that?
Liver King got caught with steroids. You might have a Nate 2.0.
Yeah, you're a different guy.
Just rebrand.
You might have to totally rebrand, dude.
Especially fresh off the zesty allegations in L.A.
That's why he said it, because he knows.
And then just straight to lap sitting on a rickshaw, bouncing around. Arms on the bar, screaming, woo!